You are listening to Soulation Audio, giving sturdy answers for better souls. This is a podcast of Fledge, Volume 2, Issue 12. We are in the middle of a series on lost words. The lost word for this issue is faith. Sloppy definitions. In the last two editions of Fledge, we talked about the lost word sin, Part 1 and 2. In this issue, let's go into some thoughts on the lost word faith. Faith, more than any other word in this series, is under attack by a sloppy, secular view of religion. On too many occasions, I hear television, interviews, and conversations using faith to mean something of a personal, yet subjective, belief. You have yours, I have mine. They're all the same anyway. And then I flip the stations and hear about how we are to celebrate diversity, not just ethnically, but culturally. And religiously. Are you religious? Me too. Let's celebrate. It is widely believed that you should not say that another religion could possibly be wrong. It is called judgmental or bigoted or offensive or arrogant. Or if none of these words have enough punch, you'll hear the ever dreadful word intolerant. This is how a culture devoid of God redefines words that relate to him. They use the same spellings and the same sounds, but they do not include the same meanings. Mark Twain thought faith was believing something you know ain't so. And you can search online for the meaning of faith and find that many skeptics define it as believing something contrary to the evidence. Yet when you go into a court of law, you will hear words like in good faith, which is different from the way Twain and the skeptics define it. Teen culture and many of their parents believe faith means sincerity. So you have faith in God, it means you are sincere about God, whatever he, she, they, or it happens to be, whether you have any good reasons for it or not. And if you are sincere about your behavior, then that makes your behavior acceptable. I hear this reasoning regarding premarital and extramarital sex too frequently. It's okay to have sex because I really sincerely love him. Sincerity has become the premier virtue that sanctions everything. In the church, we show how much of the culture has influenced us when we talk of faith as blind or a leap or childlike. We often use faith as a replacement to being thoughtful. And sometimes I wonder if we use faith this way to sound more relevant to those who have never heard about Jesus. Being relevant at the cost of confidence is not a smart way to go. So how did Jesus think about faith? He never spells out a definition. You find it by paying attention to how the word is used in his culture. Let me quickly say he didn't think it was childlike. A Bible verse often used to defend this view of faith is found in Matthew 18:3. Jesus said we must become like a child. Yet when we look at the verse in context, which we should do with all verses, we see in verse 4 that Jesus is teaching about the humility of a child, not the faith of a child. To read some more on childlike faith, you'll find an article in the Soulation Library at soulation.org. Did Jesus think faith was blind? He knew the story of Abraham and how Abraham followed after God to go to a land that he didn't know. Yet was Abraham going blindly? Let's think about this for a second. Suppose someone told you there was a waterfall 10 miles away in the woods. Would it be blind of a person to walk to a waterfall through a dense forest with no compass, no map, and no survival gear? I think so. But let's suppose a guide told you about a waterfall and said he'd take you there. You have a compass, a map, provisions, and a guide. Would it be considered blind to go find the waterfall that way? Not at all. We are prepared, and we have someone who knows the way, even though we've never seen the waterfall ourselves. This is how it was with Abraham. He had God as his guide. He knew the regions. He didn't move blindly, yet he is still called a person of faith. There are many different examples in the life of Jesus that I could list. Sightless men, hurting women, fearful fishermen. But what is important in these examples is that Jesus knows a leap or sincerity won't get the job done. The object of one's faith is of the deepest importance. Faith is only as good as its object, says Professor Robert Wilkin of the University of Virginia. It is a reasonable faith, said the 4th century bishop, who likened faith to a rest with assurance, as on some peaceful watchtower. Think about different ways you have used faith at home, at church, in conversations with friends. What has secular and skeptical definitions done to lose the meaning of this word, faith? How can you refresh this word in your life? What does this begin to tell us about a God who wants to be known and trusted? In the next issue, we'll continue the discussion on faith and what it means for our walk with God. Now, if you have any questions, you'd like to contact us, you can contact us through our website at solation.org, or you may join us on Wednesday nights for Ask Live. You'll find on our front page there's a graphic that says Ask Live on it. We're available Wednesdays from 6 to 9 Pacific Time, taking your questions or a puzzling life situation. The chatting is perfectly private, and you can even email to yourself a copy of the transcript after you're finished chatting. You have been listening to Solation Audio. Thank you for listening. I'm Dale Fincher.